Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
I'm Reba Haas.
And we're talking about local neighborhoods that have a close proximity to our favorite restaurant in the world, Dick's Drive-In. Call us up. This is open phones this hour. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300, locally 206-441-5565, or you can tweet us a question at Team Reba. How'd I do?
I think you did that well. In fact, actually, I have somebody texting me that must have found my phone number because they said they're trying to send me a tweet.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure they're doing it right. So you have to actually make the at sign Team Reba all together, and it shows up in blue, like if you're on a computer or what have you.
Sure.
And so you can search for somebody and then send a message to them. So you can either do it publicly or you can do it as a direct message.
Fascinating.
Because normally if it's done correctly and I'm tagged, it shows up on my phone.
It'll pop right in there.
Yeah,
that's good.
It'll pop right up and I can see it. So I'm saying that because I think there is someone who's listening trying to send questions and they're texting me going, I don't think I'm doing it right.
Oh,
but
no.
They could just text me the question since they have my phone number now.
That's right. They or pick up the phone. Just pick up the phone and call us. That'll work too.
Well, I guess I could go ahead and give my cell phone number. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to, right?
You never know. You never know.
You never know.
So that's right.
I have had creepers contact me for real estate, so I'll have to tell the creeper story sometime.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of creepers.
Yeah, there's a few things like that going around, I know. Scary.
Yeah.
Scary stuff. Hey, you know, Lake City area, speaking of, it's a good neighborhood for first-time home buyers. The home prices are maybe a little bit more affordable there than, say,
yes.
Queen Anne or Wallingford.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes almost half.
Absolutely. You know, I tell a quick story this morning. I'm talking with a customer on the phone, and he wanted to just get a second opinion. He'd already been pre-approved by another lender.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a first-time home buyer. He wants to put about 5% down. And so I started asking some questions, and he brought up, he says, yeah, he goes, you know, I asked this other lender if they had any special programs for first-time home buyers. And that lender said, no, there are no programs for first-time home buyers.
What?
Yeah.
And they were serious.
They were dead serious. And so I'm like,
that's
well,
ridiculous.
Let's talk about some because there absolutely are. And, you know, for this client, he's a perfect candidate for a program which is called Home Advantage, which is a program. You don't even have to be a first-time home buyer on it, but what it does is it combines a first mortgage, like an FHA loan or a conventional loan, with a second mortgage to make the down payment. It can basically be zero down. And, you know, so it cracked me up that there are lenders out there that really don't either know about those programs or don't want to go through the trouble of it, or maybe their company doesn't offer it. And so they said, nope, doesn't exist. Yeah, no,
and that's a darn shame because some of those programs are so important for a first-time buyer to know about.
Yeah, you know, they can really serve a good need. It's not something that should be used to get someone into a home who maybe isn't quite ready, but it's something to get someone into a home who is ready. They've done their homework and they're well prepared to buy. So, it can be great for that. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. I see you over here laughing, so you're getting some questions apparently.
Someone has finally figured out how to do the tweeting direct to at Team Reba. They haven't yet sent over the question that they had, but they're very, very excited now that they've figured out how to tweet.
So apparently this is the Open House with Reba, real estate, finance, and IT.
And learn social media.
That's right. We're going to be teaching that.
Well, we do use an awful lot of social media for both the team and then also, you know, for promoting our listings with our clients.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's a very, very much appreciated because that information can sometimes be hard to come by. So, hey, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, Reba, mm-hmm. is what's this thing about a walk index? Walking score.
It's called walk score.
Oh, walk score. Okay.
You screwed that up a couple times.
Score, I'm thinking it's like has to do with, you know, Chinese food or something, but you're not.
What?
Walk.
Why would? Oh, like W-O-K.
No.
We're talking walk as though you are strolling. W-A-L-K.
Got it.
Walk score. Correct. Yeah, you definitely have food on the brain if you're thinking Chinese wok. Maybe it's because we're also right across from Uwajimaya down in the ID here for the show.
That's right.
But anyhow, you're cracking me up. So Wok Score is actually a very popular online tool that people are using when they're evaluating properties they want to purchase. And especially if you're like a lot of the folks nowadays who either have a single car household or a no car household,
sure,
it's a great way to determine whether or not the house you're considering purchasing is going to have some of the things that you want nearby. So the Wok Score is made up of several things that includes grocery stores, restaurants, coffee shops, anything that you might need in kind of your daily activities of life outside of work. And it really lets you know, because like I have a Belltown listing actually that's under contract and going to close this week. It has one of the best Wok Scores I've ever had of a listing. It was 96. Mm-hmm. So the score goes up to 100. So 100 being the best, and the lower it is, the more you have to get in your car to go do things.
Meaning there's everything within a walking distance.
Well, we gotta have a caveat in there though for a couple of things, because Wok Score, while it's a great tool, it's not perfect. It doesn't actually pull in and aggregate every business that's around you. And I can tell you for a fact, I was selling a townhome in the Holman area, mm-hmm, off Holman Road, kind of north of Greenwood, and there was a QFC directly across the street.
Sure.
Or I should say a couple blocks away, and it didn't show up on Wok Score. And it lowered the Wok Score down to, below 90. And had it actually identified the QFC location, it should have pumped it up really to more like a 92 or a 94 for what the daily activities would be for this particular property.
Sure.
So you kind of have to, you still have to go drive a neighborhood. You can't just let all the online tools do it for you, because they're really never going to be 100% perfect. But Wok Score is still a really good tool, and it's one that I know we recommend that clients utilize for that.
Sounds like that might be something, especially if you're new to the area.
Absolutely. Well, or even if you've lived in the area but you're considering a new neighborhood. I have a client that I'll be meeting after the show today, and they live on Queen Anne right now, but they're considering, they know for their price point of what they can qualify for, which is around $600, they're going to be looking in the Greenwood, kind of the corridor between Aurora and Greenwood Avenue. Is that kind of like their prime area that they want to look at?
Sure.
But I want to introduce them to areas such as Crown Hill and look at what little subsegments of a neighborhood might fit for them. Same thing also happens. They also have a transit score. So there's a bike score, the walk score, and transit in general. That walk score will aggregate for people. So you get not only your daily activities, but if you need to get to work or other things, how can you determine if that's maybe a good spot for you?
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah, it's a really nice tool.
Yeah, and the bike score, I'm familiar with that one, and the Cascade Bike Club has a lot of good information as well, different routes where you mm-hmm. can ride.
Do they have a website that you can... Mm-hmm. Mention?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or Cascade.
Yeah, Cascade.
Bike Club or Bicycle Club? Or
Cycle Club.
I think it's
Cascade Cycle Club. You should be able to pull up all that information.
Okay.
So I actually used to ride from Burien to University Village. And you could do it once you got kind of out of the main sort of Burien area. Once you kind of hit West Seattle, you could do almost the entire ride on trails. Trails, which is just fantastic.
Yeah, so. I used to, when I worked in tech, I was working in Bellevue for a long time. And when I used to do triathlons, mm-hmm. I would carpool with my bike to work and then would, drop off with my bike. And then I used to take the route around the north end of Lake Washington. And I used to live in Ravenna.
Oh, beautiful ride.
In Seattle. Yeah. It was a gorgeous ride. Mm-hmm. It was great training because it was roughly around 25 or so miles.
Absolutely.
Just for that.
In fact, you know those fancy shoes that you can wear on a bike, you clip in?
The clip-ins, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I got a pair of those.
They don't look so fancy if you're wearing them with regular clothes.
Yeah, probably not. Well,
they look kind of goofy.
Sound like a tap dancer when I walk with them on.
Very fancy.
Yeah. So I'm riding from Burien to U Village, and the trail was so nice. It was so beautiful. I went almost the entire way, never had to even put on my brakes. I made it all the way from Burien to the Fremont Bridge. And then finally the bridge was coming up, so I had to stop. And it was that point I'd actually completely forgotten I was even wearing the fancy new shoes that clip in. And so the minute I stopped, I thought, oh, shoes. And I didn't have time to pull my feet out of those things. And
poof,
down I went. That's right.
I've seen so many people do that. I shouldn't be laughing.
Yeah, in front of probably 50 people who are very amused to see all that happen.
Yeah, because you look so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Just that moment.
That's cool.
And I've never had the cool shoes, and partly because I've seen so many people do that.
Well,
and I know I would do it. I would just be face first. I know it.
I've only done it once, and it would never happen again because I learned that one absolutely the hard way.
Oh gosh.
So we covered. So far, we've covered Queen Anne, Capitol Hill, Lake City,
U District,
Holman Road,
and. Nobody called in with the location that got voted on.
Nothing yet, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't care. Maybe because they don't go into Snohomish County.
It could be.
A lot of Seattleites don't leave the city. I'll tell you that.
This is not Business Radio 1300, the all-vegetarian station,
no.
is it?
So stop it.
I'm just making sure that
okay.
we're not getting, we have an entire all-vegetarian, you know, selection of listeners out there.
Well, they may be turning us off right now if you're going to slam vegetarians. I was a pesca-vegetarian for 9 years. Thank you very much. But no, so that location, shall we go ahead and reveal it right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, reluctantly.
It's in Edmonds.
Yeah.
Have you been to it?
I have.
And where is it?
Linwood.
What?
Well,
they just call it Edmonds?
I think they call it. It's on Aurora Avenue. So, I think you get clear up there. What is it? 200 and I don't know the exact cross street.
Okay.
197th or 196. It's just a little bit south of there. And call it 200th or so thereabouts. Mm-hmm. It's Linwood, as far as I'm concerned. I think technically it's the city of Edmonds.
Oh, because since it's nowhere near the bowl?
Yeah, it's they didn't put it in the south end, so I don't care. Yeah.
See, exactly what I mean. There's a... There's interesting dynamics between some of these areas. Sometimes, like, Eastsiders don't cross the bridge for Seattle and vice versa.
We're sensitive about our Dick's Drive-In, you know?
Apparently so.
So, you know, I think...
I had to hold back a joke.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's probably a good thing. But when we come back, more with Open House with Team Reba on KKOL 1300.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.